Well, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
So, I guess this is going to be part two of me growing up. I believe I left off, I was losing a lot of shoes and a mud pit, quicksand, you know, on the power lines. Where we used to go to all the time when we were children. And because, well, especially during the summertime, because there was a little creek down there with a tunnel that went across, well, underneath the highway. That was Highway 400. And we would go in there and, you know, have a good old time. We didn't care about spiders or snakes. We would hunt snakes, find them, and bring them home and scare our parents with them. Or parent. Anyways. So I'm just thinking. Pretty much after that, it was, we found the lake. That's right. And boy, did we find the lake. We was down there all the time. Swimming. Fishing. Having a good time with all our friends and family. Man, that lake was something else. And there's actually a YouTube video about the lake that I grew up on, Lake Lanier, Lake Sidney Lanier. If you go on YouTube, you can look it up. I'm pretty sure it's called, I'll look it up and find out what it's called. But we grew up on that lake. We did all kinds of fun stuff. The Lake of the Dead. You can do that one. You can do swimming in underwater graveyard, the deadly hunting of Lake Lanier. Yes, I know Lake Lanier was, they demolished a hotel. A whole town, and it was terrible the way they did it. Basically, they just told these people to had no choice that they were going to flood their town and they had to leave. They didn't dig up. Well, actually, I don't know the full story, so I'm not going to go into it too much, but I just know it's not very nice. Yeah, we skinny dipped in that lake. We did all kinds of fun stuff in that lake. Boats, jet skis. There was one instance where me and my best friend's little brother, nobody wanted to go with me, so I rented a jet ski. And we was out, we went to the dam and we was on our way back and ran out of gas. We had to get towed back to the spot where we rented the jet ski. I was supposed to get a free jet ski rental because they never explained the boundaries of where you're supposed to go. They're just like, go have fun. And that's what we did. And they only put a limited amount of fuel in the jet ski, so I guess you can't steal it or whatever, but that wasn't a very smart idea. Fill the thing up, you know? Just fill it up, let the people have fun. And then tell them, you know what, if you run out of fuel, that's on you. I don't even think I was 18 yet. You know, I was still in high school when I rented that jet ski. People were just getting started out, but that was later on down the road. So growing up on the ridge, yeah, we would go to the power lines, ride our bikes down there, the hill. I've crashed many a times going down that hill. Very funny now, but at the time it sucked. Yeah, so we had a good time on the power lines. We actually built a treehouse. And the rumors had it that one of our friends, our old friends did something and hid this something under the treehouse where we built it. And I just haven't been back since to see. Which the next time I'm in there, I should go there. It's probably being built up with houses and stuff on it. Somebody's probably unburied it. But, yeah, so we had a good time. And this is, you know, I'm not going to say any names. Everybody knows who I am. And this might come and bite me in the butt later on. But growing up as kids, if we didn't want to go to the lake, we would go to our local swimming pool, the city park. Swimming pool during hours that it was not open. We never damaged anything. We put that out there. We went in the pool, we swam, we got out, we went home. We did know the park superintendent. I'm not going to say his name either. But he was really cool. You know, this guy, he reminded me of Greg Maddux that played for the Atlanta Braves. I also do remember he loved collecting hats. And you know what's funny about that? His first name was Greg. Craig or Greg? Anyways, put two and two together. Maybe they're the same people. I doubt it. Anyways, we would also go there at night and turn the lights on and play baseball. And what I don't understand, why don't they play baseball at night? It's cooler. You can see everything with the lights on. And people wouldn't be having heat strokes. Anyways, that's just my thought of this, of the day of this podcast. And if you are listening to this podcast still, I really appreciate everybody. I really do. I say that in every podcast because I'm trying to grow my podcast. So if you know of anybody who needs to hear this awesome voice of mine, please tell them about me. I will. After I do all these episodes of my life story, I will make you laugh. I might even make you laugh during my life story. There are some funny parts. Like, for instance, every time I would fall asleep, for some reason, my brother thought it was really funny to put jalapenos in my mouth. Now that, my friends, is funny now, but at the time I didn't like it. And we could definitely dry out some laundry on this thing about how me and my brother grew up. We were pretty tight growing up. I just wanted to be just like him, but you know, I did make some decisions and he made some decisions that weren't the best decision. But that's a later story also. Now I will tell you that we were not rich. We were not even close to being middle class. We were poor white kids living on the ridge in Forsyth Cumming, Georgia. I say Forsyth Cumming, Georgia because there are two Forsyth counties in Georgia. There's only one Cumming, Forsyth County, Georgia. Yes, it was a very, very small town at the time. Right now, is that expanded to Alpharetta, Gainesville, Lawrenceville, all those surrounding areas. I remember going from coming to Atlanta took a very long time. Now it's only like 10 minutes away. But anyhow, I'm getting off the subject. And I do that a lot, so just be prepared for that. So, playing in the power lines, we built the treehouse. And how we built that treehouse, there was a barn down the road. Or these people owned a house in a barn, and I think the people passed away. And they were actually selling the property at the time. And well, the barn had all this wood in it. And us being kids, we're like, nobody's using this wood. So let's go build a treehouse with it. So my brother had me and my friends carry all this wood into the woods. Nails and hammers. And we went away and built this awesome tree fort, tree house, whatever you want to call it. It was awesome. When we were young, we had our own tree house. We camped there many of nights. We also camped up in the woods above my best friend's house. And a tornado actually came through. Because I woke up with our tent full of water, me gargling water, and we just left everything at the campsite, got on our bicycles, and took off. Well, it was early in the morning by the time we left, so when we got home, my best friend's mom and my mom, they had the whole Forsyth County Police Department looking for us. Nobody ever decided to go look in the woods right above the house. They thought we got swept away within the tornado. I mean, we did tell them we was going camping, but we didn't tell them where. Which, my bad, we should have done that. Now, you're probably asking, what'd you do, you know, during high school or middle school? Well, me and my friends started playing peewee football for the Cumming Falcons. And we played football up until, I want to say around high school. When we got into high school, we didn't participate that much. And a lot of stuff we were worried more about, you know, the ladies, if you will. And I say this with all respect. My best friend was a hoe. I'm pretty sure he laid with every girl in our high school. Pretty sure. Yeah, I'm gonna go with pretty sure. Maybe not every teenage girl. Pretty sure most of them, though. And other high schools. I mean, I could go on for days with names if you would like. But I'm not going to go that far. There are some things I will not release on here. And that's the names of the girls that he had fun with. yeah, so we were both chasing tail, if you want to call it that. We were also, you know, enjoying life. We were teenagers. We would go to the woods in his truck, and we would basically be teenagers and sling donuts. And we would take friends out there and leave them and scare the crap out of them. We were 16 now. 16, 17 years old. We had our first job. Funny thing is about our first job was the coolest job ever. And I doubt they'll ever hear this podcast. If they do, I appreciate you listening. Chip and John, they own the Pappy Red's Barbecue there in Cumming, Georgia. And that restaurant had an airplane on top of the barbecue restaurant. So if you're listening to this, you can actually look it up. Probably on Google, and There might be some pictures on there. There also used to be, there's a hospital there now, but there was also a skating rink there that we spent most of our youth skating. Fun fact about that, me and my friend was competition speed skaters. And we actually raced against Apollo Ono and beat him. Just saying, Apollo, if you listen to this, it wasn't an actual race. It was a friendly race. I don't know if you were giving it all your best, but we still won. When I say we, I mean, my actual friend finished first. I was second. I think Apollo was third. And I believe there was one other friend that we went to school with finished fourth. But, yeah. So, the skating rink. Yeah, many, 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 many memories of the skating rink. Way too many memories to talk about on this episode. So, if you're wondering what I'm doing right now, I'm actually sitting in my car watching these workers work on this building. And I'm trying to figure out what restaurant this is going to be. I'll post a picture on my Instagram and Facebook if you want to see it and try to guess what it is. And whoever guesses what this restaurant is, the correct guess, I will buy you a $50 gift card from any place you want. So don't forget, bring in your guesses. I don't even know what it is yet. I probably will ask eventually or just wait for it to happen and see what it is. I'm pretty sure I think I know what it is, but we're going to let other people decide. I've heard rumors of what it is. I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there. Some people say it's a Chick-fil-A. So I'm not sure if I'm going with that. I know there is a Taco Bell being built down the road. This is not a Taco Bell. I can guarantee you this building is not a Taco Bell. But I will post pictures, and the first person to guess right will get a $50 gift card of their choice. So, let's get those guesses in on Instagram and Facebook. Anyways, so, of course, growing up in Cumming, Georgia was, had its diversities. We had mostly white kids. And when there were different colored people, African Americans, Mexican, Chinese, when they did start coming in, they were actually paid. People could say what they want. They were paid to come there, so we couldn't keep looking like a racist county. I had no problem with that. Some of my friends did. They even switched schools because they didn't like the color of the person's skin, which I thought was bullcrap. Because they're stupid. But anyway, so we are getting out of middle school. I know I probably skipped a bunch of stuff, but maybe I'll catch it up another day. So, we decided to go to Dawsonville Forest one night, and we took everybody there. We're having a good time. Now, me and my friends did not drink or smoke during this period, but we had a hell of a time. Now, I'm not saying we didn't go to parties sometimes and partake in the alcoholic beverage. We did. He can say, my best friend can say what he wants. We paid quarters. We went to hotel rooms. I'm just saying, at this particular time, we did not drink or do anything else. He had a badass S10 manual, and we were the king of the road. We would just stop in the middle of, in the road sometimes and sling donuts. And at this particular time in Dawsonville Forest, we were on this huge slab. Okay, so now those people wondering, what is Dawsonville Forest? Well, Lockheed Martin owned it. It was an Air Force base back in the day. Fun fact, my grandpa was a test pilot there. I got the bug of flying. I just never pursued it because I didn't have the opportunities at hand. I know it's an excuse, but I thought I was going to be a football player, which I actually was, and that's later on. I did play football, and I loved it, and it was awesome at one point in time, and then it ended. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Let me rewind a little bit. So we are at Dawsonville Forest. We are slinging donuts, and for some reason, I yelled, "Please stop! I don't feel right about this." And everybody up front is laughing. And I will tell you the reason I did not feel comfortable, because I was in the back of the S10 while my friend was slinging donuts. Me and two other people were in the back of the truck, hanging on for dear life. I do not recommend anybody do this. We did. We got very lucky. We did not die that night. And I will explain why. We're all back there slinging, just having a good time, laughing. All of a sudden, I get this eerie feeling that we better stop. So I hit the glass real hard. I was like, stop. I gotta use the bathroom. Which was a lie. But usually that will get somebody to stop doing what they're doing. If you say you gotta go to like number 4. And they don't want you to poop on their truck. So he stops. All the smoke clears. And at this time I did treat it as a joke. He stopped, I kid you not, inches from this giant oak tree. I actually turned my head, stuck my tongue out, and licked it. That right there was luck of the draw, because if he would not have stopped when he did, we all would have been dead. Guarantee me, I would have been splattered all over the ground inside his truck, and probably would have shit myself. So he would have had blood, shit, guts, everything spread all over. Not a good sight. Not very pretty at all. I mean, personally, I've never seen it. But can you imagine? Just imagine the sadness that would have happened if I would have passed away cleaning donuts. I would have been like in my other space, wherever you go when you die. And I would have been looking like, really, Patrick? You died slinging donuts, sitting in the back of somebody's truck. Way to go, cowboy. So, sorry, I'm sitting here in this ugly thing of a bee.